Lesson 9. Listen and repeat.
Calm. As calm as. Not as calm as.
Nervous. As nervous as. Not as nervous as.
Listen to this conversation between two people. One who is calm and one who is nervous, very nervous.
Please, Jane, tell me your secret.
My secret? What secret? Jack, what are you talking about?
Tell me why you're always calm. I'm never calm. But someday I hope to be as calm as you are.
As calm as I am? Oh, Jack, I'm not as calm as a lot of people. And sometimes I get very nervous.
You nervous? Well, you're not as nervous as I am now. And you're never as nervous as I am all the time.
Oh, Jack, really?
Now say if these sentences are true or false. If the sentence is false, give the correct answer. Jack thinks Jane is very nervous.
False. Jack thinks Jane is very calm.
Someday he hopes to be as nervous as she is.
False. Someday he hopes to be as calm as she is.
Jane says she is not as calm as some people.
True.
She says sometimes she gets very calm.
False. She says sometimes she gets very nervous.
Jack says, "You're not as calm as I am now."
False. Jack says, "You're not as nervous as I am now."
He says Jane is never as nervous as he is all the time.
True.
Now, do you remember the difference between the question word whose, spelled W-H-O-S-E, and the question word whose, spelled W-H-O apostrophe S? They both have the same pronunciation. Whose. Whose. But the spelling is different. Also, W-H-O-S-E is used in front of a noun, like whose book or whose initials. W-H-O apostrophe S means who is. Who's the boss means who is the boss. Now you're going to hear some sentences which start with either W-H-O-S-E or W-H-O apostrophe S. After each question, spell the question word. Then you will hear the correct spelling. For example, you hear, "Who's the reporter in Murder at Midnight?" And you say,
W-H-O apostrophe S.
Then you will hear the correct spelling.
W-H-O apostrophe S.
Ready? Let's begin. Who's the reporter in Murder at Midnight?
WHO'S.
Whose baby is 6 months old?
WHOSE.
Whose apartment is on 8th Street?
WHOSE.
Who's the star of Murder at Midnight?
WHO'S.
Who's going to Stanford tomorrow?
WHO'S.
Whose hair is very short?
WHOSE.
Did you notice that when you say some sentences, your voice goes down at the end? This is called falling intonation. For example, at the end of a statement,
maybe he went home.
Or at the end of a question that you can't answer with only yes or no.
Whose is it?
But when you can answer a question with yes or no, the voice goes up at the end. This is called rising intonation. For example,
is anyone here?
Listen and repeat the following sentences. Imitate the voice you hear. If it goes up at the end, make your voice go up. If the voice you hear goes down, make your voice go down. Ready? Let's begin.
Oh, hi. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
By the way, is this script yours?
No, it isn't mine.
Then whose is it?
It has coffee on it. It's probably Charles's.
Yes, you're right.
Now listen to another dialogue. Just listen.
Tell me something, Mary Beth. Was Jeff late again for rehearsal?
No, he wasn't. By the way, Rita, what's your reaction to Jeff? Is he too nervous to be a good actor?
I don't think so. He's very young and very nervous. He needs more reassurance from you older actors.
Rita, Jeff and I are almost the same age. Do I look like I should be in a museum?
Now listen to this dialogue again. After each phrase, there's going to be a pause. During the pause, say rising if the voice you heard went up. But if the voice you heard went down, say falling. For example, you hear,
tell me something, Mary Beth.
And you say,
falling.
Ready? Let's begin.
Tell me something, Mary Beth.
Falling.
Was Jeff late again for rehearsal?
Rising.
No, he wasn't.
Falling.
By the way, Rita.
Falling.
What's your reaction to Jeff?
Falling.
Is he too nervous to be a good actor?
Rising.
I don't think so.
Falling.
He's very young.
Falling.
And very nervous.
Falling.
He needs more reassurance from you older actors.
Falling.
Rita!
Falling.
Jeff and I are almost the same age.
Falling.
Do I look like I should be in a museum?
Rising.
To end this lesson, listen one more time to that dialogue. This time, repeat what you hear. Follow the intonation of the speaker's voice, either up or down. Ready? Begin.
Tell me something, Mary Beth. Was Jeff late again for rehearsal?
No, he wasn't. By the way, Rita, what's your reaction to Jeff? Is he too nervous to be a good actor?
I don't think so. He's very young and very nervous. He needs more reassurance from you older actors.
Rita, Jeff and I are almost the same age. Do I look like I should be in a museum?
And this, Sam, is the end of Lesson 9.